Chapter 1. A Church That Honors God Above All. Wow, I thought to myself. So this is what this moment feels like. Down on one knee, I shivered a little. It was winter, so some of that may have been the cold. But more likely it was the emotional flutter of 1,000 butterflies that had been let loose in my stomach, working together to shake each quivering word out of my mouth as if it were the first time I'd ever spoken them in English. I was proposing. But between the bruised leg from being clipped by a car in a minor hit-and-run accident while I crossed the road after dinner, and the bruised ego from failing to anticipate the high tide that had washed off the "Will you marry me?" message I'd written in chalk on the rocks overlooking the Sydney Harbour earlier that day, things weren't quite going to plan. And so now I played my final card. There on one knee before Christina, I nervously expressed my love for her, told her that there was no one in all the world like her, and that I wanted to spend my life with her. And then I repeated everything I had just said to her a second time. Not because she hadn't heard me, but because I couldn't quite coax the question out of my mouth. Only after completing a third lap of this same verbal roundabout was I finally able to find the off-ramp, and out came the question, "Will you marry me?" Mercifully, she said yes. Why does a man bend his knee when asking for a woman's hand in marriage? To honor her. To demonstrate his devotion to her in a posture that declares, "I am entirely yours. Your love has conquered me. I treasure you and honor you." There are other occasions in our lives where we assume a posture like this too. Yet not out of loving devotion, but out of recognition for legitimate authority. Why do people kneel before a monarch, rise when a judge enters a courtroom, or raise their hands when commanded to by an officer of the law? Because to do so is to recognize and honor their authority. These are outward acts that signify submission and declare, "I am not in charge here." Why do many Christians kneel in prayer, or rise to their feet in church when the scripture is read, or raise their hands in worship? Because to do so is a recognition of God's authority. Actions that likewise declare, "God, I am not in charge here. You are." This is why John records that all of heaven fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Revelation chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Elsewhere in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, Paul reminds Christians that God is not only the highest authority, but the source of all human authority. "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." Christians are to honor those in power over them with willing submission, and to resist or disobey only when those authorities demand us to go against God's authority. In fact, something we will see again and again throughout this book is that all the honor we give to other humans is merely an extension of honoring God Himself. We respect governing authorities because they bear instituted authority from God. And we esteem one another because each person you meet bears the image of God. As Peter summarizes in four succinct statements, specifically directed to those who claim to be servants of Jesus: honor everyone, love the brothers and sisters, fear God, honor the emperor.